We'll start from the middle of the parsha, and then we'll be later go back. Ve'osu oroin atzei shitim. Amosayim v'chetzi orkoi, ve'amo v'chetzi rochboi, ve'amo v'chetzi komosoi. The askenim from Balei HaTosfos shtels, what is the posuk? Ve'osu oroin atzei shitim. Go inside. What is ve'osu oroin atzei shitim? In all of the kelim it says ve'osiso, ve'tzipiso, ve'yotzakto, ve'osiso, ve'nosato, ve'osiso. Why here it says, V'osu oroi natsei shiti. This is the kasha that the askenim ibala ateisvis. And he brings the medrash. Why it says beloshen rabim, Shehakoil chayovim liisasek bo, mipnei kovod ateire. ועוד שציבו הקדוש ברוך הוא שכולם יהיו מסעסקים בוי שיקבלו שכר תורה. The Ramban brings down the same thing. ויתוכן שירמזו שיהיו כל ישראל משתתפים בעשייה סאורים שהוא קודש בשכני אליון שיזכו כולם לתורה. He brings down the medrash. Listen carefully. Shisnadev kolechot kli zohov echod leoroin o yazer lebetzalel meat o yishayichaven badovo. He says an amazing thing, zog the Ramban. The way it was done, everyone had to bring epis for the oroin. Everyone had giving all different things. But for the oroin, everyone gave epis. Or a diamond, or a gold piece. You didn't have money, you helped to push epis in the oroin. You couldn't help, you stood there and made the yichudim with the Sheamus. Every ganz klal Yisrael had to be misasek in the oroin. And all of the kelim says ve'osiso. And the Oin ve'osu, she'iyu koil Yisrael misaskim bo. Ganz klal Yisrael had to be misasek in the Oin. It's be'etzem a limu to us. People think, no, I'm a bal chesed. I'm a bal tzedakah. Everyone has to have a chelek in Torah. Yudah, come close. Everyone has to have a chelek in Torah. It's not one person that doesn't have to have a chelek in Torah to sit and learn, to machzik Torah. It's not enough to say, I'm in charge of the Reif Echoyle. I'm in charge on the Mekimi. I'm in charge on High Life. Nothing against, yeah? I'm in charge on Hatzola. I'm a good Yidin. I have my mitzvah. It's very important. Ganz klal Yisrael have to do the Orin. The Orin, everyone has to have a chelek. And the pasuk is Mamshich. Ve'osu Orin atzei shitim. Ve'osiso badei atzei shitim. Betabois Orin iyu abadim lo yosuru mimenu. The Orin is one of the interesting kelim in the world. You make an Orin, everything is good. Nice. Put the tail inside, nice. You cover it with the kapoiras, nice. Then you have these two poles that you have to carry the Orin. Betaboris ha-Orin iyu abadim lo yosuru mimenu. You can't take it out. You know what happens if you take it out? Moses and Marcus, you have a belav. you get Malkus. If you take out the Taboros and the Oren, you get Malkus. Come closer. You get Malkus. What Malkus? You know, someone eats Chazir, I hear, he gets Malkus. He eats Klai, gets Malkus. Vosel Becholov gets Malkus. He takes out the Babim from the Oren, you have the stick, it has to be in the Taboris. You take out the Taboris from the Oren, you get Malkus. What is the pshat? The Gemara says in Bava Basra, "Vehem tukul leraglecho, elu talmidei chachomim shemekatetim raglo miir leir umimedino lemedino lilmoy toiro." The Gemara learns out from there, "Vehem tukul leraglecho, yisa midabroisecho, data midei chachomim einam tzrichim shmiro, hem tukul leraglecho." Talmidei chachomim are called tukul. Why? Shemekatetim raglo miir leir. I was a bocher, I sent a letter to Choshev Tamil Chochem for Rav Agoyen, Rav Tuku Shlita. Come on, Rav Tuku. He says, what about Tamil Chochem Mikro Tuku? He said, if you don't know, you're talking about Tamil Chochem. For Rav Agoyen, Tuku, Yitzchok, I'm Shana, Shlita. Rav Tuku. What is that Tamil Chochem called Tuku? The Chavetz Talmid Chochem shemekatet atzmi meir leir umemedina lemedina lilmoy toiro. If he doesn't do that, he's not a Talmid Chochem. You have to become a Talmid Chochem, you have to be a Tuku. The Oroi needs body. A Talmid Chochem has to be reflexible to get up, to take a Rambam, to look in a Sefer. I don't have the shit in Mekubetzes, okay? I'll chazel if you want, I heard in Shir. I can't get another Rashba to see it inside, I can't be bothered. You get up, you take a sefer, you come back. One, two, three, you move. Mekadetim atzmo meir leir. The oroin is with badim. The atzloche of teire is with badim. Because Chavrusa doesn't come. Go to him with someone else. He will never be a Talmid Chochem. Get up, move. Jump. You have to stop at Chavrusa. Stop. The guy that doesn't, is not moving. Shlepzach, it's not a Talmid Chochem. If you take out the taboos from the oroin, you miss the whole Malkus. You don't have a Talmid Chochem without badim. That is not reflexible to jump, to move. Come to Shir, a guy doesn't have a Gemara. Well, he can't be bothered to pick up the Gemara. You could write on him, Poi Matzeve, Poi Mes Talmid Chochem. He will never be a Talmid Chochem. You walk inside, a guy that come without a Gemara, you know, no chance, nothing will come out of it. Why? So hard to bring a Gemara? See people go in the plane in America. Yeah. They bring those boxes. Yeah, they have to see them. So important. They could hear the story without seeing the pictures. Yeah, some kintzura. Yeah, some kintzura. Right. You hear the audio without some kintam. About the shir, you could hear without the gemara. Mamash Ilu, he remembers the diukim and tesis. No chance. Vehem tuku. Oroin on badim. He has a gemara, but doesn't have the badim to take it to the shir back and forth. He doesn't have the badim. He goes in shul. There's a hafsoka 5 minutes before Maariv. Get up, take a gemara. He looked maybe as if it's a paper in the parsha. No chance. No chance of this guy. Chavrus is not there. It's the shmuz in the side. Get up, move, take, get up. Someone will learn with me. If he doesn't have that, his nishkan will never happen. So the mele, a moitzi es abadim in a oren loike. The oren comes kol kule koidesh, but it's two badim. The badim say, we are there. What is the mele chachomim? Nikru tuku, shemetkatet im raglo meir leir umimedina lemedina lilmo etoiro. The guy that can't be bothered, that words, can't be a Talmid Chochem. The word can be battered and can be battered. These words are the opposite of Talmid Chacham. I had a friend. We learned together in yeshiva. No, it was my age. We learned together. We learned night seder. I came to Polovich, I learned with him night seder. He knew he was a bachur, he knew shas on his fingers. And we learned every night chavrusa 4 hours. From 8:30 to 12:30 by night. This was the kviyas night seder. Later, over the years, the people bothered us in yeshiva having questions, so we would go to a bismedesh near yeshiva, and we'll learn there for 4 hours, night seder. Sometimes it was 12:20, we finished to learn. No, 12:30 is the finish, seder finish. But 12:20 or 25, we got to the Mishnah. So we closed the Gemara. He says, we have 5 more minutes. He said, we'll start the Mishnah now. I said, no, I said, you don't want to leave 5 minutes? I'll tell you another kasha that I had in the sugya before. He said, from these 5 minutes that I go weiter, from that I finish us. From that I'm a Talmid Chacham. I finish at 6:45. Another 15 minutes for Seder. At 6:45, I finished the daf. I didn't finish the daf. I got to, you know, the train. They had these two bumps that stopped the train. So some people in the Gemara also sometimes 2 dots. It stopped the people, Chas v'Shalom, not to go to the next sugya. He got the 2 dots. He parks. He parks in the 2 dots. Train. Again, move. Flexible. Tukul reglecho. Take a safety. Move. Nochabol. Get up. Chop. Erev Shabbos. You finish your Erev Shabbos. Not the Bismarck. Half an hour early. Start Shnei Mikro. Do something. He will schlep him out. Do Milchi. He will do nothing. He doesn't know what to do. But he'll find what to do. He'll find how to get busy. The Gemara says, I want to see Nochazach. V'tabor sa'orin yu abadim lo yosuru mimenu. The Gemara says, what is the pshat v'tabor sa'orin yu abadim lo yosuru mimenu? The Gemara says that David HaMelech, when he took back the orin from Bris Hashem, he took it on a wagon. The Gemara says like this. The Medrash says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, the Gemara and Soito. You have Kuf Yutes. Zmirois hoyu lichukecho bebeis megurai. Zayin. Alev is Asher Yoish. Tess is Toyle Teras Picho. Zayin is Zmirois hoyu lichukecho bebeis megurai. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, David, ato kohir lateir Zmires? חייךו שאני משכיח חודובו שתינויקו של ביסרבון יוידי מויסוי שנאמר בקוטף איסו. It says that they have to carry the orin on the kotef. And Gemara says over the story that when they took the orin bris Hashem from the plishtim, David HaMelech put the Oren on a wagon. He put the Oren on a wagon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bakot Afiso. And the wagon started to move. And as Yo tried to chop it, Hashem killed him. This was the punishment to David HaMelech that he said, Zmiro Yisoyu Lichukecho. So while David said, Zmiro Yisoyu Lichukecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him to forget the Pasuk of Bakot Afiso. So I heard from Reb David Pavalsky, Zatzal. Why this pasuk? He said, "Zmiro yisoy lichukecho." Make it to forget. Bereish is bore like you. But to forget, baso basad treife. To forget tefillin. So David said, "The Teira is a zemer." So to Hashem, the oron you have to know it only comes when it's hard. Only if you work to carry it. If you schlep it on your back. That is the only way you will manage. Bakotef iso. David, you calling the Teira Zemeru? You will forget the pasuk that every kid knows. Oroin has badim. You're not allowed to take them out. Why? To remember the whole time. The way to carry it is shoulders. For example, lo yitzu, you don't have to carry it on a shoulder. Put it in a wagon. So it doesn't have to have these big sticks. Four people put it. You put it in a nice, you know, plastic with like bubbles. You put it nicely on the truck and it goes. If it has these sticks, it means it's going to be carried in shoulders. All of the kelim also would carry in shoulders. But you don't have to member it 24/7. Here you have to member the whole time. Bakotef iso. You have to remember that the way to carry the oroin, what is the way to carry the oroin? The only way to carry the oroin is bakotef iso. The only way to matzliach and teira is if you carry the teira on your shoulders. The only way. If you carry the teira on your shoulders, if you have oil teira, David, you're saying, Zmiro iso yulichu kecho. Chayecho shani mashkichecho dovo shafilu tinoikos shel ben rabo bisrabo no yuyoidi moiso. I want to be masbi, Rav David said. So you think who worked very hard? The Koyani that had to carry the oroin. They had to schlep it. Chazal say, ha-oroin noise es noise. The oroin carried all the people that carried him. The Goyen Shita is that not only them, all the sick people hold on to the Kohanim. It's like a chain. All the Shvacha people that couldn't walk in the Midbar, the Oren went up, and like a chain of people flying with it. So even if you don't look like the Goyen, there was a chain. So who had it the easiest? The people that carried the Oren. So listen how it goes. The Oren, the people that carried the Oren cannot go on a wagon. They have to work on the shoulders. But in the end of the day, the ones that have it the easiest is the people that are carrying the oil. This is the way in Limud HaTorah. It's the hardest, but it's the easiest. But ha'oroin noise es noisov. You have to be noisov. Not the oroin noise. People have a mistake. I see a lot of time Bochum have a mistake. They think ha'oroin noise the people that touch him. No. These people stay in bed. He doesn't pick them up. The ones that are noise the oroin, they shtel zu. They decide to work. Then the oroin carries them. Then the pasuk is mamshich. V'osiso shtei kruvim. V'hoyu akrovim. Persich nofaim lemalo upneim ish el ochiv. Now it doesn't say in posuk perek chofei posuk chof ve'osiso kruvim persich nofaim elo ve'hoyu akruvim persich nofaim. What is ve'hoyu? So the Mefarshim say the Gemara Bavasa says v'zmash Yisrael isim retzeinu shel mokoim pneim ish el ochiv. Eino isim retzeinu shel mokoim. So Reb Chaim has a kasha. Oisim etzene shel mokim pneim ishal ochiv. Einam oisim etzene shel mokim pneim el abayis. So Reb Chaim, so when Klai Yisrael do averes, the kruvim turn their face to the sides, right? So l'chor the mishkan is possible, because the oren is not in the right shape. This reason Hashem didn't say how to make the faces. V'hoyu, it will be. The din asiyah didn't say to make them opposite each other. Fakat. They could be how they want to be. No, you do them, Hashem says, I will make the faces. So when it moves, it's not mevatel, the etzim tzura. Now, the Gemara says, before we go into what I want to really speak about here. Bezman shenichnesu oivim la'echol, Gemara in Yuma. Rou akruvim me'urim ze bezeh. They were mamash hugging each other. Frank out the Mefarshim, Bezman Shein Oisim Rotsayne Shel Mokoim, Pneim El Abayis. So some say, Shofa Chamosu Al Eitzim Ve'avonim. Some say, the Pshat B'meile Hashem loves them to show them that even B'shaas Dekas, some say, Alom Deshav Brisket Eretz, that Moshe Rabbeinu did the Kruvim Pnei Mile Shal Ochiv. When they did Averis, it turned to the side. They did Mitzvahs, it came back. But what is the original? When Moshe did it, how he did it? So it was a nest that when they didn't listen to Hashem, it moved to the side. B'sha'as HaChulban, it was no Mokim to Nisim. So it switched back to the original. What is the nest? Sideways or straightways? But I heard once from Rabbi Moshe Arieli, b'shem his father, Rabbi Yankev Arieli, Bala Ber Yankev, he said a givaldi kevot. He said, it's a beautiful quote. He said, Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Ein Oisim Metzoy Neshel Mokoyim, it goes to the walls. They don't look at each other anymore. But this is only Klapi Klal Yisrael. Klapi the Goyim, Hashem loves us. We stay Am Hashem. I wanted to tell, they say over that they bought to the Satmar Rebbe a year that is not Shemir Torah or Mitzvahs. And he says that he gives money to Israel. That the poor people, the joint, he gives to the joint, the people in Israel will have what to eat. Oh, the Chassidim will the Rebbe will tell him, money to Israel? And the Rebbe told him, wow, kol hakavod, money to Anim and Eretz Yisrael, such a choshev ezach. So the Chassidim, when the guy went out, asked the Rebbe, what happened? Tzioni? So the Rebbe said, for sure I'm against the Tzioni, he says. But people have a mistake. When I'm against the Tzioness, I'm trying to put Yiddishkeit the way that I hold in Satmer, I'm trying to miyased it. Avada. But to give money to Goyim is worse. So to every year I tell Chas B'Sholem. But to tell this year that it's not Shema Torah Mitzvahs, instead of giving to poor people, this guy will give money to Chweis Nishwaz. To the zoo in Manhattan, yeah? So, Givaldiki is soit. This story I heard from the Bosch, it's also. A Kishbochu does Klal Yisrael. Ein oisim atzeli shel mokim pnei mish el abayis. Aba klapi de goyim? Pnei mish el ochiv. Knapi de goyim? Kish de goyim took out the krumim? Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. We are against people that ein oisim atzeli shel mokim. And we have to know that we're against people should enter the Shemokim. But this is klape, how much that we want to be better. But klape different things? Chas v'sholem. Aber is a balaturim. This is the yesod of Yeshiva Smi. The balaturim brings down upnei mishaloch. And it's a very shver balaturim. Zog the balaturim upnei mishaloch. Kmo shnei chaverim shenoisnim venoisnim bedivrateir upnei mishalochiv. It looked kishnei chaverim shenoisnim venoisnim bedivrateir. First time, I also listened to Rabbi Osher once. It's very interesting, like how you make a picture of two people that are speaking and learning. I understand you can make a picture of two people angry, two people happy. You know, in the picture you can see they're speaking and learning, maybe with the fingers. Now, how you can know that's in learning? It looked like two people speaking and learning. How you make a picture that looks like they're speaking and learning? Moshe could do everything. Listen carefully. Mishkan is the most kodeshdike place for Klal Yisrael. Kodesh HaKodoshim is the most elike place for Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan. The Oroin is the most kodesh bekodesh. I heard this time a vote from Lavi. I like to say from Lavi. I told you who is Lavi. Someone that don't know Lavi is the blind bacher in America. Both of his eyes were eaten up by the machlem. We have a kviris, he leaves me a vote on the parsha every week. And this week he left me a vote. As steht, the oin, eina min amida, Chazal said when you measured in Kodesh HaKadoshim, from every side, it was not, the oil was not missing. Ein min amida. Why? He said, a lot of times in life people think, you know, Yenin takes away from me. If he's Oisha, Ichmanishkin Oisha. If he's the mayor of the city, I'm not the mayor, yeah? If he's the chaplain, Charlie, the chweiz of the fire engines, I'm not the chaplain, yeah? Azeh Gedos, he can't. If he's the menal, Ichmanish the menal. In Teire, no one takes from no one. Everyone has his chelik in Teire, and he has a mokim to grow and to shine the world. And no one could take it away from him. Orin Eino min Amido. He's the biggest Lamed Chochem, you also could be the biggest Lamed Chochem. Huge. He's Matzliach, he's Matzliach the same, just learn. No one could take away your chelik. Learn and grow, you will make it. Orin Eino min Amido. Back. Orin is the most Kodesh. What is the most Mokim Kodesh? Vibeina Kruvim. The Spitz Kedusha of Klal Yisrael is that Knech. What we have there? Keshnei Chaveirim Amedabrim Zeim Zevedim Rateir. The most elegant mokim of Klal Yisrael is Nish the Tefillah, Nish the Avoido. In the Spitz of the Avoido. What do you put in the corner? What is the cherry on top of the Mokim HaKadosh? Keshnei chaveirim amedabrim zeim ze bedivrateir. Sarech lechem Avraham Shmulevitz or Isofa. Keshnei chaveirim amedabrim zeim ze bedivrateir. Yeah, the most elike place of Klal Yisrael, there is the Teire. Ke'es ve'av besufo. Ve'lo izozim misom ha'shenasu o'yavim. Aber kishnei chaveirim, not kishnei lomdim, kishnei arayas, kishnei, like two friends. The spitz of Teire is learning together, chavrusa. The way the Teire was given, you have to learn. Most of the chokhmas in the world, you don't need a chavrusa. You get help, a tutor sometimes. You study. Most. This is the way it's given. Learning together, helping each other, helping each other. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, famous vote. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Isho yiras Hashem hitis alol zedoyro shel Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Shoyu shisha talmidim miskasim betalisechot boiskim bateire. Like the Rosh Hashiva Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Shisha Miskasim B'Talis Echot. It's not Shaykh. The Talis has a mokim only for one person. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, if everyone gives the other person, it works, right? I'm sure everyone grew up with Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. America, they don't know about it. They also know about it. England, China, everyone know about it. Man, he was in Shanghai, and he said it there. But listen to the Loshi. Shisho chaveiri miskasim betalis echot ve'oiskim batoyo. This is Doyo Shem. Shisho miskasim betalis echot. Ze lo ma'anyan otam. The Teire, when it comes with Teire, Shisho miskasim betalis echot ve'loimdim Teiro. Shnei chaveiri ma'oiskim bedivre Teiro. Doyo Shem Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Isho Yiras Hashem Hitis Alol. Again, Yiras Hashem, Spitz Kedusha. What is it? Doyre Shel Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. So I heard from my brother, Chaim Yitzchok, the Mashgiach of Chevron, said this in the Pshat, Holy Chodesh Adonah, Purim Kippurim. All of us bear. So Yom Kippurim, Shed in Sforim, Yom Kippurim is like Purim. Who is bigger? Purim. Yom HaKippurim is like Purim. Yom Kippur is like Purim. Well, the Simcha Mekekumen, this is Ein Tekedor, yeah. The Simcha Koyach, Pseino. What's the Pshat? Yom HaKippurim, Kepurim. Yom Kippurim is like Purim. Kotn Nitle Begodl. What is Yom HaKippurim? The Kohen Gadol goes in lifnayim velifnim. Lifnaim velifnim. And he reaches to Ben Abadim. And he puts the Ktoires Ben Abadim. He gets a tfisa kivyochel, a Yelud Isha, walks in, steps in, touches the Spitz of Yom Kippur. Right? And Purim is what? Mishleach Mones Ish Lereyu. Hodar kiblu b'meach ha-shveirash kabola satayre me'av u'mishleach mones ish l'heyu. Shnei chaveirim oiskim b'divre teiro. Shnei chaveirim oiskim b'divre teiro. When is a love in between two people and they oisik b'teiro together be'av. The Oisik together be'ahavo. Shnei chaveirim oiskim b'divrateir. Yom HaKippurim is like Purim. Because what we have, Shpitz and Beis HaMikdosh. It's Shnei chaveirim. Say over at Tikit Chaim Shalev, it's brought it down. It's brought down in the Medrash Rabbe that Alexander Mogdor went once. He heard about the country, Eretz Kitzah. And he heard that it's a very smart country, it's in the end of the world. Never understand what it means. And he went to the Black Mountains and he got there. And he came, Melech Kitzah was sitting in a court case. One person came and said, this person sold me the field. And when I opened, I got the field, I started to dig. I found a lot of diamonds, I found the whole oitzer. But I didn't buy the oitzer. I only bought the fields. I wanted to give it back to him. No, what else the guy says? I sold it, so it's his. So he says, no, but I didn't buy it. He says, yeah, but I sold it. I meant to sell everything. So Melech Kitzah said, he asked the first guy, you have a son? Yeah. He asked, you have a daughter? Yeah. Okay, marry them to each other and give them the money. Oh, they were very happy. So, Alexander Macdon asked, he said, what you would pass? He said, well, we would do, we would kill both and take the money to the government. So the shaila is, what Melech Kitzah? What's a chokhmah here? It's a pshar. We call it a way out. It's very nice. You know, Alexander Macdon didn't try to misspoil from nice people. He didn't go to the end of the world to find smiley people. Cheesy people, yeah? He went to find smart klug, yeah? Melech Kitzah, a ganze klug, he could have got to give it to charity, yeah? But what was the guy? So Pinkus brings down the Givalda Kippur. We know Steinberg's in Metallis. Zoyma Kula Shili, Zoyma Kula Shili, was the aloha? Yechloiku. What if it's Zoyma Kula Shalcha and Zoyma Kula Shalcha? What is the halacha then? Then everyone deserves everything. To do a pshara, this not a person that wants to give everything to the other person, and the other person, to do half-half, you missed it. The guy that wants Shisha Miskasi Mitali Sechon, everyone deserves to get a talis. Melech Kitzah managed to make that everyone got the whole thing. This is the godless of the Medrash, what the Medrash tries to explain. B'zoimer kula shalcho, b'zoimer kula shalcho, shal shneim. Not the Melech Kitzah just found a way how to split the money to two. Then he would miss the purpose. The nice person only got a half. A good heart deserves everything. When you say kula shalcho, and you say kula shalcho, Hashem makes that everyone gets everything. Shisha miskalim, shnei chaveirim oiskim b'divre teire. The teire with chesed tzazamen. The teire with beauty tzazamen. He said, when he had a chanukah zabayis, the Beis Menachem was this week's parsha. Said, this is be'etzim, both from Chaim Shmulevitz, but this is be'etzim what is meyachad demir. That is mokim teira she'en gedug mosoi, but everyone for the other person. Everyone tries to give. Everyone tries to give. When everyone tries to give, We'll start a little bit back to the beginning of the parsha. Daber bnei Yisrael ve'ikhu li truma. Me'yis kol ish asher idvenu liboy tikhu es trumosi. V'zois ha'trumo asher tikhu me'ito. So it says three times. Daber bnei Yisrael ve'ikhu li truma. מאיס כל איש אשר ידבנו ליבוי תיקחו אס תרומוסי וזה יש לתרומה אשר תיקחו מאיתו. So it starts דבר בני ישראל ויקחו לי. ויקחו means they will decide to give it. מאיס כל איש אשר ידבנו ליבוי תיקחו אס תרומוסי. You will take from him. So it starts דבר בני ישראל ויקחו לי תרומה. מאיס כל איש אשר ידבנו ליבוי תיקחו אס תרומוסי. So the Tzemach Dovid explains, and in the Medrash Tanchuma, a person Trumos a Mishkon had to be a Nedivus slave. He was known a Nedivus slave. But after the person was Misnadev, then you could force him to give it. So this is the Seder Apsuki. Mal ויקחו לי תרומה, they will give it. מכל איש אשר ידבנו לי בוי, תיקחו, you could force them to give it. If you see the lashon of the Targum Unkelus, he says it מפורש. מלילים בני ישראל ויפרישון כדומי הפרושת. So the first ויקחו, he says, ויפרישון. מכל איש אשר ידבנו לי בוי, תיקחו את תרומוסי. מכל גבר די ישראלי בי תסבון, take it. So the first ויקחו is let them to be מפריש. Then it says זוב כסף תחילס והגומן אוירויס אילי מאודומים ואוירויס תחושים. It's a beautiful word for the גן רובן ואוירויס תחושים. רשי says תחושים מין חיו ולא יויסו אלו לשו והר בגוונים היו לו. It was colored, very nice colors. לכך מתרגם סוסגנון השש ומספר בגוונים שלו. זה גמור אין שבס מין חיו הויסו ולא יויסו אלו לשו והר בגוונים היו לו. לכך מתרגם סוסגנון השש. How Rashi knows? Maybe the name of Tachash is Sazgvonon HaSheish. Moshe, Atzei Shittim says Ve'o'ei Shittim. Why is it called Ve'o'ei? Because this is the way you say it in Aramaic. Why Chamor you say Chamarte? Because you say that, yeah? Boye Rove, why don't you say Hiksha Rove? Well, as they talk in Aramaic. How Rashi has a Ruach HaKodesh that the reason that the Targum says Sazgvonon HaSheish is because Tachash has a lot of colors. Okay, maybe. Tell it says Rashi had a bombadike kash. Pshat Hashem Nevor. Rashi had a shvere kash. If the animal was only lefi shor, how the Targum knows what is the language in the other languages? They never had a name. It doesn't have a name. And the Morishim gave names. Okay, here the Torah gives a name. How is a name? It never happened before, never happened after it. Some people want to say, these are the big animals that they found, but Lomashana, yeah? It doesn't have a name. It was once. So Rashi answers, the Targum is not really the Targum, the name. The Targum is trying to explain in Aramaic what kind of oyer it had. So, min chayo hoiso velo hoiso elo lesho. Nekuda. Look in the Rashi. Come on. Veharbe gvonim oyulo. And I'm telling you it was colored. Lekach metargem sas gvon hashesh. Rashi is answering why it's called sas gvon hashesh. The reason it's called Sazgavon HaSheish is because it had all different colors. So b'meile, I want the shtar akasha. We're not have time to go into the answer, but it's a famous whole shmuz. Maybe we'll speak about it in the hemshech. It says in the truma ve'ikhu me'itom zov kesef nechoishes. Zov kesef nechoishes. Tcheles ve'argomon toilashoni sheish izim. Oyrois eili meudomim ve'oyrois tchoshim ve'atzei shiti. Maybe even follow with me. Zov vochesef unechoishes. Utcheles ve'argomon. Vesila Ashani, Vesheish, Veroyis Elimudim, Veroyis Cheshim, Veatzeishitim. Then it says, Shemen Lamoir, Psamim Leshemen Amishcha, Velekteris Asamim. Zov Kesim Nachayish Tcheles, Agumot Elashanim, Sheshim, Shemen Lamoir, Psamim Leshemen. Why it doesn't say, Freak the Daskenim in Bale Ateisves? Why it doesn't say, Chitim Lemenoches? Kvosim Lekorbonus? What is the answer? We're not talking about things to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. We're speaking about products that we need for building the Beis HaMikdash. Feida Daskenim, Shemen Lamoir, is not a part of building the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Menorah, every day, to light the Menorah. This is the reason it's not a Meduyik, that it doesn't have a Vav. It's not connected. But that's the good of the Shaila for the Daskenim in Bala Ateisvus. Why it doesn't say Chitim Lemenoches, Kvosim Lekorbonus? Why it Dafka says Shemen Lamor? Stop.